Okay, we are up to Perek Kuf Vav, 106. This is the last Perek in the fourth Sefer in Tehillim. Tehillim is split up into five books. This is the last one in the fourth Sefer, and then we're up to the fifth and final Sefer in Tehillim. This Perek is really a continuation of the previous Perek, where David HaMelech, at the time of bringing the Aron up to Yerushalayim, he gave a whole history of the Avos all the way until the bringing the Bnei Yisrael into the Midbar for 40 years, and the end of the Perek spoke about the Anan and the Mayim, the Chulu, and this Perek is a continuation of that. The Malbim writes here that this has to be read together, because this Perek talks all about once they came into Eretz Yisrael, and they did not recognize the Nis that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu had done for them, and Hashem left them, and the times of the Shoftim, and the whole history that we have, says the Malbim here. Hamizmar zed nimshach al Hamizmar shalamala. Shem hizkir eich shamar Hashem es habris, as we talked about. V'hotzi amim Mitzrayim v'nazam es haaretz. Brought them into Eretz Yisrael. V'dileg yoser yeser anisim sha'asalem achretis Mitzrayim k'mo kriyas yamsuf v'kisa yardim v'domehem. Al ze amar ki im tzrichem lehodos l'Hashem ki acheset shehizcha la'asos imahem asa gam acharei shachatu. This parak is continuing the Jewish history that we might not have, done what we were supposed to do, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu never leaves us, and it's an up and down existence, as we will see other historical events that took place to Am Yisrael in this parak. Again, not all of them are exactly in order, as we will see. So the parak starts off Halleluka. Again, that word, a number of Hallelukas in these last parakim, in this like the last third of Tehillim. Hodu Hashem ki tov, ki li olam chasdo. Right, praise Hashem ki le'olam chasdo, le'olam, we can't understand what le'olam means, but his chesed is eternal. Mi yamalel gvuros Hashem, yashmiya kol tehillah. So who is the one that could be mimalel gvuros Hashem? Who is the one that could say over the gvuros Hashem, yashmiya kol tehillah? So nobody, meaning the David HaMelech starts off by saying that it is impossible for anybody to say over gvuros Hashem, but it doesn't mean we don't try. We've mentioned often, right? I think even recently, right, that Gemara in Brachas and in Megillah, right? It's in Brachas and Daflamed Gimel and Megillah that it's impossible to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu completely. That's why that story of Rabbi Hanina that somebody in his shul started to add on a number of adjectives in Shmon Esrei, and Rabbi Hanina said to him, "Siam tinu kula shivchei demarech, right? Lama likulei hai, right? You can't add on to the fixed text because it's impossible." Miyamalog v'ras Hashem, right? Who is the one that could be Mamalel? Yashbiya kol tehillah so, right? Nobody could do that. And therefore, but we can't get off with nothing, so therefore we have to do our best. But it's a praise to say that we can never finish. Rav Soloveitchik said that's many of the minhagim that we have. We say Adon Olam or Yigdal. There's a minhag to say at the end of Shul. Why do we say that? It's Ke'ilu, we're starting again. It's just a recognition that we can't, we can never finish. Or that's what he suggested about Aleinu L'Shabeach. Aleinu L'Shabeach Adon HaKol. It is upon us to praise you, Hashem. Isn't that a beautiful tefillah to be at the beginning of davening? Aleinu L'Shabeach Adon HaKol. And then you should go on and be B'Shabeach. We say that at the end of davening. So in Lumdish terms, Rav Soloveitchik said that Aleinu is the Heter Yetzia Mibeis HaKnesses. It's what allows us to leave, because really we should stay in shul the whole day. We have to daven and we have to ask and we have to thank, and we're finished at a certain time, but we're human. So we acknowledge before we leave, Aleinu L'Shabeach L'Adon HaKol L'Seis Gedula L'Yotzer Breishas. That's this parak. Ashrei Shomrei Mishpat Osei Tztaka B'Chaleis. Praised is the one who maintains Mishpat, who does Tztaka B'Chaleis, Osei Tztaka B'Chaleis. And we're supposed to copy HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this way. The Gemara in Ksubis wonders on Daf Nun, how do you do Tztaka B'Chaleis? Every second of your life you're doing Tztaka? How is that possible? So the Gemara mentions here on Daf Nun Amud Aleph on the bottom, the chi efsha laso staka b'chol eis darsha rabosenu shebiyavne v'yamrilar Rabbi Eliezer zehazon banav ubenosav kishem ketanim. First daya, when you feed your children, when you're with your children. Number two, Rabbi Shmuel Nachmani Amar zemagadlo yosav yisomav b'toch beis umasiyan. If you raise orphans, okay, so the orphans we can believe that's chesed. The first daya, if you give your kids food, that's oset staka b'chol eis. Why is that staka? So Rabbi Pliskin here in his Sefer on Tehillim says, chesed starts in the home. We think that, But when parents do things for children, it should just be looked at as Megillah, and it's their hischaivus. It's their chiyuv. We have to recognize that's also the way we do it and how we interact is also chesed. We might not view raising our own children as an act of charity. We feel that this is the most natural thing to do. People all over the world do this. But based on this pasuk, Chazal teach us everything one does for one's children is also an act of chesed. Every bit of food you give to your children is an act of kindness. Getting your children clothing, helping them get dressed is an act of kindness. V'chulu, and he continues talking about this. And then he says, you could have two fathers, one, and they both have a bunch of kids, and they both spend a lot of time doing stuff for their children and shopping and packing and playing. And one father is always trying to finish and get back to what else he was doing. But the other one says, no, when I was growing up, my father had a joyful attitude about doing everything he could to give us what we needed. He would teach us frequently and told us interesting stories. When we were with our father, we always felt as if he had all the time in the world. I can recall a number of times that my friends told me they envied the way my father interacted with us. We have to recognize that's also part of Avodas Hashem and part of the chesed that we do. Zachreini Hashem, Bertzon Amecha. Hashem, remember me when you are merutzeh, when you are connecting to your nation. Pakdeini b'shua secha in your Yeshua. We haven't spoken recently in these prakim about Geula. Maybe this is just a reference. David HaMelech is saying to Geula, even though we're going to go back and review Jewish history. Liros betovas bechirecha. I want to see in the goodness of your chosen ones. L'smoach b'simchas goyecha. To be besimcha when you have simcha in your nation. The Radak here says, what's betovas bechirecha, either talking about tchias ha-mesim or just talking about the geula that is being waited for. Chatanu emavoseinu ha-avinu v'irshanu. We're about to mention many of the chatoim that took place in Sefer Bamidbar mostly, but we acknowledge, Davin HaMelech acknowledges that we're no better. Chatanu emavoseinu. Avinu v'rshanu, we don't want to put ourselves on a high pedestal while pushing down the earlier generations. And now we get to the history again. Avoseinu b'mitzrayim lo eskilu niflosecha. Our forefathers in Mitzrayim did not recognize the amazing wonders. Lo zachru esrov chasadecha, your amazing chesed. The Radak goes through the psukim. Every one of the makos was muvdal from B'nai Yisrael. From everyone. Uberes Goshen, Sham ben Asher Sham B'nai Yisrael, lo haya barad. Ubedever, umimikne b'nei Yisrael, lo meis echad. Choshech, alecho b'nei Yisrael, haya or b'mosh vosam. Aro, v'samti fedus ben avid amecha, v'chein sharakas. Did we recognize that? Did we have hakaras hatov? V'yavu b'shlo nechta, v'yachar tseisam, kishirat v'u mitzrayim, amru, hamibli en kvarim b'mitzrayim? V'lo eskilu v'lo zachru, ki misha asa imam b'mitzrayim, kolon eflos, yatsinim ya mitzrayim, Hashem who did it, he's going to help you. He's going to help you. But we didn't internalize it. Vayamru al yam, vayamsuf. Even at the yamsuf. Right, remember the Medrash says we were rebelling, we were upset, right? There was different groups. Some of them said, let's go back to Mitzrayim because we were scared. Rashi says, miktane amana haya. We were miktane amana, kishem, and we said, what did Chazal say? Kishem sha'anu olin mitzadzeh. This is what we thought, some of the Jews thought. Just like we're up on this side of the water, kacha mitzrayim olin mitzad acher. They thought even after Kriyas Yamsuf, they saw Ratz Hashif Chalayam. It's amazing. Some of the Mefarshim say, of course they believed in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but they didn't believe in themselves. Are we worthy? Maybe the Mitzrayim are also worthy. They're on the other side. They saw the awesomeness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ras HaShiv Chalayam, but they didn't believe in themselves. And that was the part of the problem. The Meshech Chachma discusses this moment also. Vayamru al yam biyamsuf, that we rebelled. The Meshech Chachma on the Pasuk in Bishalach of Amahayim Lehem Choma, that's where Chazal Darshan, Choma and Chema, that there was anger. There was anger at that time. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu have anger? Right? Because the B'nai Yisrael, we were in the midst of having an unbelievable miracle in Yeshua, and yet we were fighting. Right, and that's where the Meshech Chachma develops the idea that when it comes to personal Averus, then there are certain Bein Adam Lamakom Averus that are worse than Bein Adam Lachaver Averus. But when it comes to the Tzibur, the Bein Adam Lachaver Averus are worse. And therefore, we have to have the Achdus. When we are not Ba'achdus, that's much worse. Just look at Sinas Chinam and the Big Three. Sinas Chinam is what has kept the Beis HaMikdash away from us all these years. And he quotes the Yerushalmi in the beginning of Peya. Doro shall David kolam sadikim hayu. V'yayidei shal yibahem dil Torah and ayin oflim b'malchama. Because they didn't get along and they told on each other. They tattled. Aval doro shal achav. Ov de avodah zara hayu. V'ayidei shalo hayabahem dil Torin. Hayordim l'malchama umenatzchim. V'shim hatzibur nishchasim. V'avodah zara b'arayis. Al zeh nemar ha-shochi nisam b'soch tumasam. Aval b'nimosios umidos rachanar v'rachil umachlokes.
Alzeh kasuv Roma ala shemayim. Kavayachol salek shchinascha mehem. And that's the difference between Chayte Egel and Chayte Meraglim. But that's the Meshachachma about that we were rebelling and we were at the Yamsuf. We didn't have the proper emuna. Even though it's about Amina Bashem. But, and the Moshe Avdo, but maybe they didn't believe in themselves. But Hashem saved them for his shame. Not that we deserved it. Hashem growled at the Yam and he dried it up. And he brought us through the depths. Saved us from the enemy. Interesting. Sone and Oyev. Two different words. As we say in Davening every day. Right? The water covered them. Vayaminu bidvarav yashiru tihilaso. They believed and they sung. Az yashir. And then quickly, we didn't even finish the aliyah in Parshas Beshalach. Miharu shachuchu ma'asav. All of a sudden, we quickly, within 3 days, right, we were complaining about water. Lochiku latsaso. We didn't wait. We didn't have patience. Vayisavu tava bamidbar. Now we're skipping down. Vayisavu, right, later on. Vayinasu el bishimon. Right, we tested Hashem. In Yishimon in the desert, by Yitel and Sheila, so Hashem gave them, Vishlach Rozo Banafsham, that it was a punishment, if you remember what happened with the Slav. By Yekanu Lamoshe Bamachane, La'arun Kadosh Hashem, and then there was Kina to Moshe, the story of Korach, Tiftach Eretz, Vativla Dason, Vatachas al Adas Aviram. The ground opened and swallowed up. Dason, Aviram, interesting, it doesn't say, no, Korach, it doesn't say Korach. So Rashi Radak, Rashi says, Nira Shachala Kavod the Bnei Korach, Milahaskar Aviyam, to give kavod to Bnei Korach, who we know did Tshuva, Bnei Korach Lo Mesu, Talak Hilkala B'dasan Aviram, this mentions Dasan on Aviram. The Radak has two other pshatim, doesn't say Korach because it was obvious, he's the Rosh HaMachlokes, or a leader who does evil, it's not going to work unless he has helpers. Ki Ozre HaRasha Heim Rishaim Mimenu. He wouldn't be successful. Okay. Vativer Esh Ba'adasam, and the fire went out. Also in Parshas Korach, Lehavat Le'it Rishayim. Moshe Rabbeinu again is, David HaMelech is again giving, a review. Ya'asu Egel Bachorev. So this is out of order, right? The Egel happened before Korach, but this is how it's formulated. Ya'asu Egel Bachorev, Vayishtachavu La'Maseicha. They did an Egel, and they bowed down. Vayamiru Eskvodam. They exchanged the covet of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, betavnis shor ochalesa, for an ox. Ochalesa, it eats grass. Rashi says it's like such a lowly animal, right, that it just eats a lot of grass and it creates a lot of waste, right? So that's what we exchange with. Again, many pshatim, exactly what was the Chayta Egel, the Ramban, the Beis Halevi, right? They both say that it was not real Avodah Zara. There wasn't, they weren't mamish, but it was some major chet, obviously. Right? The Beis Halevi says they were looking for an intermediary to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like they had Moshe. But they were looking for an intermediary using their own spiritual pathways that they were creating. And it wasn't Kashav Tziv Hashem as Moshe. But I'd like to focus on this pasuk, Ketavnis Oshar Ochel Esev. Right? Esev is animal fodder. Esev is animal fodder. If you look in the Rav Zevin in La Torah V'Lamoadim, in Parshas Toldos, so that's where he talks as a beautiful piece on the Rashi that Esav wanted to be trick his father. So he used to say, "Heich ma'asrin es hamelach ve'es hateven," and that's where Rav Zevin develops the idea that straw and salt are opposites. Straw is animal fodder, like our pasuk says, "Shor ochal Esav." It's lower than regular food. Salt is the opposite. Salt makes food stay forever. It gives them a longer shelf life. So salt uplifts food, and tevin is even less than food. So in life, that is, tevin symbolizes what you throw away, what humans throw away. It's the psoles. Melach, that's the Torah. The Torah is the melach. You sprinkle the Torah throughout your everything in life, and it gives it eternity. It gives us eternity. What did Esav say? He wanted to be ma'aser. He wanted to somehow sanctify the tevin, which is psoles. He's supposed to just discard it. And the melach, he wanted to somehow separate and change and modify the Torah, which is the melach. That was the problem with that attitude. So shachachu, we continue. Shachachu kel moshiyam, they forgot Hashem. Ose gedolos ben Mitzrayim, who did such gedolos. Niflos beretz cham. They were in the midbar. They forgot what happened to Mitzrayim. No ra'os al yamsuf, ayomer lahashmidam. Hashem was going to destroy them. Lulei Moshe b'chiro amad ba'peretz, except Moshe Rabbeinu was able to stand up in the peretz, in the opening, lefanav, lahashiv chamaso me'ashchis, to put away and hold back HaKadosh Baruch Hu's anger. He was able to stand up and save them, as we know by Chet HaEgel. And then we continue with the Meraglim. Vayimasu be'eretz chemda lo ha'aminu lidvaro. We were despised. The Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Chemda, the Meraglim, we rejected. We didn't believe Hashem's word that it was a promised land. Vayiragnu ba'ahalam, we complained. Lo shamu b'kol Hashem, they didn't listen. Vayisa yado lahem lahapil osam b'midbar. And again, Hashem raised up his hand, right? Just to throw them down in the desert. Lahapil zar'om b'goyim. And send them into Galus. We said in the Galus, they're in the Midbar. Ah, Rashi quotes here. Because the night that the Meraglim came back, remember what Chazal say? You cried a b'chiyah for nothing. I'm going to give you something to cry about tonight. That's what this pasuk is. What did Hashem lift up his hand? So to speak, is also a shvua. Vayisa yada lahem, a shvua. Lahapil osam b'midbar. Number one punishment, that they're in the desert for 40 years. And ulahapil zaram b'goyim, to send them into Galus. Right, that's Tisha B'Av on that night. That's Rashi right here. Me'osa shah nigzar aleim. Korban abayis. Shalal Tisha B'Av b'chu. V'amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'chu b'chiyah shel chinam, ani ekva lachem. And I will spread them out in the lands. And we continue now, right, with Bilam, right? Avodah Zarah, Vayochlu Zivche Mesim. And they ate Zivche Mesim, Baal Pa'or. Baal Pa'or, we know the Gemara tells us, is the most disgusting way of serving it. What's Baal Pa'or? Baal Pa'or is that a person defecates in front of the idol. That's how they serve the idol. The question is, what kind of taiva is this? And if you look in the Torah, It's connected to Baal Tosef and Baal Tigra in Dvarim. And the Rav Chaim Shmulevitz has a piece where he talks about Baal Pa'or, the whole Avodah Zarah, is Hefker. Hefker. No rules. Do whatever you want. Totally Mufkar. That's the opposite of Baal Tosef and Baal Tigra. The Torah has rules and regulations. Don't add on. Don't take away. But this is the extreme Avodah Zarah of Baal Pa'or. Vayachisu malaleim. And we angered Hashem. Vayatifrat shama b'magefa. And Hashem sent the Magefa, as we know, in Sefer Bamidbar. Vayamo Pinchas ve'palel, and Pinchas was able to daven at that moment in the end of Parshas Balak. Vateyatzer Magefa, he was able to stop the Magefa. Vateychashiv lo litztaka, l'dor v'dor ad olam, and it's litztaka forever and ever. This Yeshua, I saw in the name of the Tefer Shlomo, I think the Radomsker, that he says, why here does it say Pinchas davened, and it's a v'deichashel l'tzaka l'dar v'dar, forever and ever. Yet we learned when Aaron in Parshas Korach took the Ktoras and ran around and stopped the plague, it doesn't say there that it's l'tzaka l'dar v'dar. So he quotes that the Ktoras, we don't have Ktoras nowadays. So how could that be a salvation forever and ever? We don't have that. That's only b'zman HaMikdash. Tefillah. V'yan pinchos v'yipalal v'deichashel l'tzaka, that method of bringing Yeshua is l'dar v'dar. Ad Olam is forever. Vayaksifu al Meimariva, we continue now. It was the Meimariva, right, that they were maksiv. What is Vayaksifu? They caused anger. Al Meimariva, Vayera la Moshe Bavuram, and it was bad to Moshe. All the different pshatim, what exactly happened at the Meimariva, Rabbeinu the Ramban, and Rabbeinu Bachai, and all the pshatim, Sefer Ikarim, Kihimru Esrucho, because they rebelled. They defied his spirit, Vayavati Bisfasav, and Moshe Rabbeinu, he enunciated with his lips, whether because he got angry, whether because he hit the rock. Luishmidu as ha'amim. Now we go into Eretz Yisrael. Asher Amar Hashem Lohem. David HaMelech is giving this whole review. We didn't destroy the nations that we were supposed to destroy. We drive them out. Vayisarvu bagayim. Rather, we mixed in. Vayumudu ma'aseim. We learned from their behavior. Vayavdu as ha'tzabeim. Vayilam lamokesh. It was a stumbling block. We learned from the Avodah Zarah that was around us. Vayizbechu as b'neim as b'noseim l'shedim. And we offered child sacrifices. Vayishbechu dam naki dam b'neim v'noseim. We caused murder. Asher zibchu atzabi kanan. Amongst Avodah Zarah is connected to Shvichas Damim. And the land was polluted with blood. We became tamei through our actions. Rav first says, right, like the Chinuch always says, acharei peulos nimshachos halavavos, through the actions. David Alex says, this is what we've had. And we were turned away. Hashem was angry with us. So we became disgusted with his nachala. That's what we've had so many times. We've been at the hands of our enemies, David says. And they pressured us. And we were subjugated. And every time, Hashem wants to give us another chance. He saves us. Vehema yamru ba'atzasam. And they go, they rebel. Vayamoku ba'vonam. And we're gonna rot. And we're gonna get, or mach is really like poor in our sins. Vayar batzalahem b'shamo esrinasam. But Hashem sees when we have tzaras. And he hears our rina. Interesting. Rina is a lashon of singing. Let's see, a Jew has the ability to have that confidence of the Yeshua, even during the tsar. Vayeskar lam brisau, again, as the previous parak ended off, Hashem remembers the bris, no matter how bad we are. Hashem made a bris with Avram Avinu. Vayinochem kerov chasadav, he goes back to his chesed, v'yitein al sama rachamim, lifnei kol shoveihem. And he gives us rachmanas. And then we end off, David HaMelech says, Hoshienu Hashem Elokeinu. As he brings the Aaron up to Yerushalayim, Hashem, please, bring us, save us, give us permanent salvation. V'kabseinu min agayim, gather us up from amongst the nations. Lahodos l'shem kachecha, bring us all to Yerushalayim. L'shtabech b'silasecha, to be praised and to sing your praise. Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisroel min olam ad olam, from all the worlds, this world to the next world. Hashem should be praised. V'amar kala am, and the am said, Amen. And David called him, says, everybody should say Amen. Hallelujah. That is the end of the fourth book of Tehillim, Be'ez Hashem. Next time we pick up with Kuf Zayin, which is the beginning of the fifth.